options to renew for 1 year, well, 3 years. That's how it's been running ever since I've been here.
And for the agreement,
yeah,
that's 12 months with 2 year option to renew.
And I'd like you to add that the agent awarded would be responsible for submitting an agreement draft, because their agreement drafts are a little bit more comprehensive than our basic ones, and that's how they've done it in the past.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, follow me here. Then my motion should be that we, for insurance and health benefits agent, that you go to Alice Acres and Arnie for the year with a chance to renew for 2 years yearly, and that the agent of record form the draft.
Submit
the draft.
And that's in our queue, so they know that.
That's my motion.
Do we have a second?
I don't know that we have a valid motion.
I'm sorry?
First, it was a you recommend, and then you asked him how to make your motion. You haven't actually made a motion. So I'm just trying to make sure everything's...
I believe I restated it. I'll try it again. I make a motion that we, for the insurance and benefits and the health, that we stay with Alice Acres and Arnie for the 12-month period with the chance to renew for 2 more years. And that the agent supply the independent to supply the draft.
For the contract.
The agreement draft.
Second.
All right. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner. For your interviews and stuff, I would have it available at any time.
Okay.
Responses.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Move back up and get our monthly budget report.
I apologize. I wasn't here when you were ready for me earlier, guys. Family does take precedence, so I know you guys understand that. Before I do anything on this month, I want to make sure you guys understood. Last month, I must not have stated what I wanted to state real well, because some people thought that general county revenue would break even this year. That will not happen. We will still spend more than what we bring in. I think that spend, which is over what we bring in, will be less than what it was last year. So I think we have kind of turned the corner. And evidently some people that were listening didn't understand it that way. So I want to make sure you guys didn't have a question about that. You understand what I'm saying then?
I actually have before me, and I know you're referencing the minutes, the way they were written on August the 13th. And I was going to bring that up when we were discussing minutes, but due to the fact he wasn't here, I didn't. So if you're making that statement now, and if that's in the record, then that may take care of itself.
Should, I think, yes.
Commission deal on that.
Mm-hmm. I believe it should.
Okay.
So, yeah, general county revenue, we are going to spend more than what we bring in. But that... The amount that we spend over what we bring in will be less, I think, this year than what it was last year. That was the goal we had when we did the budget last year. So that's just restating that again. As far as the budget report, I don't know that there's anything you need to be aware of, but I do want to once again state, and hopefully this is getting the record too, guys, if you don't want to be hit by an audit ding next year again, you need to go in and amend your 245 account, not because there's not enough money there, but because we didn't have a contingency line in there. We're going to probably spend more than what we budgeted there. And then also the transfer station the same way. Those two, and the transfer station, because there was a contract out there, I didn't realize how big a contract it was and whether our transfer station people did or not. But we're not out of money, we're not running out of money, either one of those funds, but we are going to spend more than what we budgeted. So overall, though, I believe that the county has, again, turned the corner. I believe that we're going to, by the end of the year, I believe that we will be closer to even than what we were last year. Do you guys have any questions?
You said it's 255?
No, 245.
245? Okay. Then,
transfer station, 460.
460. And then, so when you look into that, you said?
You know, it's one of those things that last year we did the same thing and we actually spent more of a budget. We'll hopefully take care of that this year. We'll have a contingency line in there in case something like that happens again. Probably it occurred because of the work comp, I think. It was one of the insurance bills that came. It comes in right at the end of the year, sometimes before, sometimes after. It causes kind of some things there.
Is that one of those where we're going to have a public hearing and all that stuff before?
If you're going to amend it, you do a public hearing and everything.
That's what I mean. So we need to...
Yeah.
Okay.
If so,
because
there was a note in the audit this time about that, and that's what you'll get again. That you know we should have amended that budget. So I mean it's you know here, there, whatever. But I know you guys have to make.
I was thinking
decision.
There's some legislative stuff that came through. They're talking about that. I can't remember what it said though, as far as being able to change the budget without. I think that had to do with raising it.
I think that mostly related to the when more funds came in, or if there was a recession and you didn't have the funds, you did have something.
Yeah,
I don't think
something.
It will fit under this.
Okay. I don't think.
I think that's with the economy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it dealt with the economy.
Okay. I couldn't remember what the.
It'd be worth looking into. It might be a simple solution.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Now, when you've seen this before, when you said that same thing, and there's a line item that's going over on 245.
No, the whole budget.
The whole budget.
The whole budget will go over in 245.
I understand that the whole budget is going over just the line item.
Mm-hmm. Of course, some line items have to go over to get the whole budget to go over, but the whole budget will go over in 245. Now, again, see, there's money there. We just didn't budget all the money that was there.
So when I talked to Road and Bridge afterwards, and they were present when you made the statement, what I understood, but we have a meeting with them today, what I understood was that all of their line items are not going to be used, so the overall budget would not be going over, is what he said. He said just the line item, but you're seeing that the overall budget's going over.
In 245, the whole thing will go over.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless we pay maybe there's a possibility of paying that one insurance bill, you know, after the first year, that might take care of it. I doubt it. I'd have to look at that and see. It's a possibility.
Sometimes we get billed in January.
Sometimes we don't get billed until later, so
yeah,
we can't do it.
Don't have any options.
I know he and Denzel both had spoken.
Yeah.
They did not think that all of the line items was going.
Oh, not every one of them will, but the total will. And the transfer station, I think it's probably over now. I have to look at it again. I haven't looked at it recently. The big contract that we had on the rebuilding the transfer station, it's like I say, there's money there because they didn't let the money run out, but the budget, I think, has been shot, spent.
Well, again, we can discuss that with him. He thought that it was
coming. If you want me to come in and come in with him, let me know. I'll be glad to do that, too.
The meetings today, and he thought that the transfer station was getting back in good shape. That.
And I appreciate those guys. They are definitely cash basis, and they are doing a great job. I think probably both of those are maybe more on top of the funds than Randy was, but there's a difference in budget and a difference in what we have. You know, I mean, they're taking care of the bank balance great. The transfer station, it's if you get the changes that you talked about making made, I believe it will be fine. But it's.
I noticed we're getting a lot of overtime there, though, mm-hmm. and that's going to hurt it.
Mm-hmm. It always happens. You get those drivers out there, you're going to have them going.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Taney County Airport Board appointment.
Who are the two applicants, I forget?
Stan Barker and Joe Hall.
Do you know what the... has to be reappointed.
Yeah, you know what the...
Term ends on July 31st, 22.
July 31st?
Yes.
Of 2022?
Yes.
Move to reappoint Stan Barker to the airport... Mm-hmm. To the Taney County Airport Board, term ending July 31st, 2022.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to appoint
Joe Hall.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. To the Taney County Airport Board, to the effective, to the expiration date of July 31st, 2022.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. City of Rockaway Beach Amendment to Intergovernmental Agreement Funding Agreements, Rockaway Beach Regional Wastewater Treatment Facility Capital Improvement Design Project, and the Boys Camp Subdivision Sanitary Sewer Improvements Project.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is Matt Miller. He's with Toth and Associates. He's one of the engineers working on the project. He'll be here to answer any questions if the commission should have any. On July 24th, 2017, the Taney County Commission and the City of Rockaway Beach entered into an intergovernmental funding agreement for the purpose of completing the scope of work outlined in the Rockaway Beach Regional Wastewater Treatment Facility Improvements Design Project Funding Agreement by July 31st, 2018. On September 25th, 2017, the Taney County Commission and the City of Rockaway Beach entered into an intergovernmental funding agreement for the purpose of completing the scope of work outlined in the Boys Camp Road Subdivision Sanitary Sewer Improvements Project, the design phase of the project, also by July 31st, 2018. Due to unforeseen delays and the city's desire to publicly advertise both projects for bid in August of 2018 and open bids in September of 2018, the city was not able to complete these projects by their original termination date of July 31st, 2018. The city is requesting that the original agreement termination date be extended to October 31st, 2018. 18, allowing sufficient time to complete the remaining work necessary and finalize the paperwork and reimbursement process. The city's Board of Aldermen approved both amendments on August 30th, 2018. Three copies of each amendment were sent to an attorney representing the County Commission, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. I would recommend approval of this amendment or both of these amendments due to the circumstances initiating the request. One of the things that delayed this a little bit was the need for Rockaway Beach to kind of meet with the commission, as we did a month or so, probably a couple of months back, on the regional wastewater treatment facility upgrades, the big project where they were wanting the commission's approval that they would support the project. And so they wanted to take care of that before they could bid the project out to know that the funding would be there for that.
So they wanted to bid them together?
Yeah, well, at the time, the commission chose not to fund the Boys Camp Road project, but they still had funding within the scope of their work to